You're listening to Rosie on the House.
And as we go around back this morning on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we find Farmer Greg, who's got his hands and fingernails just full of soil. It's plant season, and we've got a great event today.
Called the Great American Seed Up. It is an event where we put 2,600 pounds of open pollinated seeds in a room.
How much does the average seed weigh?
So we're here with Bill McDorman from Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance as well, and he's a longtime seed saver. I'm going to pitch that question to him.
How many seeds in a pound?
Cabbage seeds, probably 200,000.
And you've got 2,600 pounds of seeds.
2,600 pounds of seeds.
You've got enough to germinate, I think, enough food for the whole city.
That's the point. That's exactly the point. That's the reason we started doing this event, is because we wanted to make Phoenix seed secure.
Seed secure.
Yeah.
What type of seeds would I find today?
All the popular vegetables, herbs, and even some of the heritage grains that were grown here in the valley a generation or so ago, when Phoenix did grow way more of its own food.
And Mr. Bill McDorman, let's talk a little bit about your history and the Rocky Mountain Seed Foundation.
It's Seed Alliance.
Seed
yes.
Alliance, I
yeah,
apologize.
Yeah, we're a grassroots organization that want to see this happen all over the Rocky Mountain region. And why a region? Because, you know, what we talk about and what we teach as far as seed saving and having events like this is universal. But, you know, once you save some of your own seeds, it's easiest to share them with the people right around you. I mean, stuff that works in Phoenix isn't going to work in Denver. It's not going to work up in Missoula very well, and vice versa. And so, we're a diverse region of peoples that live outside the mainstream. This is not Iowa, people. And if you've moved here, you learn that really quickly. And so we're the fringe climate people. So we're saving seeds for hot deserts, high mountains, or whatever. And then when we get them, we share them with the people right around us. And so that's why we're a regional Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. And what we're really doing is what people all over the planet are doing. We're kind of all looking up now in the early 21st century and going, you know, maybe it's a good idea to shorten our supply lines, especially for the things that are essential. And then the other big factor that's coming in is that once people start doing that, they realize that, hey, it's healthier. It's better food. It tastes better. All the superstar chefs want to have local. They want to have something that only they're growing. In fact, Dan Barber at the Stone Barn just started his own seed company. So he could have varieties that he's breeding right outside his restaurant for the kinds of pasta and dishes that he creates that only he has, that are tuned to his flavors. And so, you know, you can get into this on a lot of different levels, but it's a movement worldwide, and we're just part of it, and we're happy.
And today the Great American Seed Up is at?
North Phoenix Baptist Church, which is at Uptown Farmers Market on Central and Bethany Home. And we're going to be open from 10 until 2. Walk-ins are welcome. Just come on down. So when you walk into the room, I want to touch on that real quick. When you walk into the room, it's a 10,000 square foot room. We have a classroom off to the side because we give classes at 11, 12, and 1 on seed starting, seed saving, and growing in containers. And the seed room itself is 5,000 square feet. And so you walk into this room, and we put all this individual seeds in different popcorn buckets. So for glass gem corn, there's a popcorn bucket, a zippy, a little Ziploc bag, a business card with what glass gem is and how to grow it. So you just walk up to the bucket, you scoop up the amount that in the scoop, you put it in the bag, put a card in there, and put a hash on your little sheet that we give you. So it's really a bulk buy, and it's come and scoop.
Well, because we let you package your own, you can get as much as you want. You can kind of see and feel and touch the seeds, but 90% of the cost of a packet of seeds is the packaging and the delivery system
right.
to get them here. That's how it works. There's hardly more than 3 cents worth of seeds in any packet you get down at your local nursery or big box.
And if I go and I buy a bunch of bulk seeds today, but I've I've already got, you know, I've got Roxy's birthday this week, I've got the rodeo next week, and I'm not going to be able to stick them in the ground for a couple weeks. How long will they last?
Decades, probably.
So I have time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, have you?
I have time to put them in.
No, we teach, one of the courses we teach is how to store them, but seeds last way longer than we've been led to believe by a system that wants you to buy them every year. And so once you get back in underneath and learn about it, if you keep them cool, dark, and dry, most seeds will last for decades. And even though some of them might start to die, if you're a home gardener, that's not a big deal. Just plant some more of them. I mean, that would be devastating to a big industrial farmer who has to depend on high germination rates. But for home gardeners, even if only one seed works in 25 years because it's an heirloom seed from your grandma or whatever, it still works. And because of that, you have kept alive that whole strain. It's all in each seed to start over. And so they're pretty magical little creatures, actually.
And this leads me to a question that it may put you on the spot, but I think you're probably going to have an answer for me if you were able to answer in just a matter of a few seconds how many celery seeds are in a pound. One seed, let's say from a tomato plant, and you put it in the ground, and how many seeds is that one seed going to produce once the vegetables are mature?
Oh my God.
It's
thousands?
more than most people would need for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And that's just one iteration. I mean, if you think about it, it's an infinite amount. And that's all packed into that one seed. You know, when we go into schools, I like to use the lingo of the day. And so if you think about it, that's a hardware and software package that allows itself to self-replicate. We don't have any technology that does that. We've got 3D printers now, and I have a picture of a 3D printer that printed a 3D printer. But no electronics, right? The brain isn't there. We can do the physical part, but that's as close as we get. Seeds have the brain. And not only that, it's AI. It takes information in from the garden you grow it in and begins to change its own DNA with selection over time. And so this is really a magical and powerful system that we can, you know, that electronics have finally given us, you know, the language to try to describe it. And it's just kind of a blow mind.
Yeah. And I want to kind of dig in a little deeper to that. So when he says that, basically what's happening, when you plant seeds in your yard, I've got about a half a dozen different varieties of seeds that grow at the urban farm that are annuals. So they plant themselves every year, they grow out, they make seeds, they spread the seeds on my property, and the seeds come up again the next year. So that's one of the things I've been nurturing. But the more that happens in your space, the more acclimatized those seeds are for your space, the better they are for your space. So when Bill says they're improving over time, that's what that means.
They're adapting to this climate.
Yeah.
And that's, again, today, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Yep.
GreatAmericanSeedUp.org.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join the conversation or ask a seed question, we've
got
experts.
Oh, yeah, do that. Ask us questions.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can text to 411-923. Or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you joined us last week, we had Emily Rocky up from Tank's Green Stuff out of Tucson talking about soil prep.
Oh, she's
and
great.
It's, you know, the seed, as impressive as it is, you go stick it in the dirt next to a creosote, and you're probably not going to see anything happen.
Yeah.
It's only as good as the soil you're putting it in. So
exactly.
If you were with us last week, you've got your soil prep down. Now it's time to do something with that soil.
Right. It's
planting seeds. And fall in Arizona is
now's
the time
to get your garden in. Yep. Now's the time to get your garden in. In fact, that's the reason we do the Great American Seed Up when we do, so that people can stock up on their seeds. And by the way, learn how to save them and store them, but so that you can stock up on your seeds to start planting. Because now's the time. We plant for fall now, and literally we can plant fall crops or cold weather crops all the way into January, February, with the exception of brassicas. So broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower. You don't want to plant that after about November. And then we start planting the spring and summer stuff in February, March. And then, you know, ideally we take July, August, September off.
Ideally, yes.
Ideally.
Everything takes July off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our winter in a way. Well, if you think about it, we've got enough seeds. I had not thought of this before, that you could see the difference from space. You know, in other words, if you think of the millions of seeds that are in that place that people could scoop up and take home and grow and hopefully save some of their own seeds, mm-hmm. the impact on Phoenix is profound. And this is part of an emerging awareness that's really fun to be around. And I think that's the best part. Greg yesterday was just hooting and hollering last night because it's filled with all these incredible people. It's like Christmas.
It really is like Christmas. They're,
you know, here's your one tomato seed. It's going to be enough seeds for the rest of your life. But that's in every bucket, you know, and people are just feeling wealthy, I think. And that energy translates throughout the room.
Yeah, well, and one of the things about nature for me that I've noticed over and over and over again is that the only place that this notion of lack lives is between our ears. Because when I look at nature, when I look at my yard, when I look at the amount of apples that come off of my apple trees and peaches that come off of my peach trees and seeds that I get out of Rio Red cowpeas and parsley and nasturtiums, it's just mind-blowingly abundant. So I was standing in the room last night. We run this event on Friday night and Saturday day. And so at one point we had 200 people in the room scooping seeds. And I, over the microphone, I said, all right, everybody stop and look around. All these people are growing food. It was the coolest thing. It was absolutely the coolest thing.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When we get back, Jim's going to join the conversation from Chandler. He wants to talk about Anasazi seeds, and we're going to address the regionals. You had talked about Denver and Missoula, and you know this broadcast goes up to Flagstaff. That's a similar terrain. So, is someone from Flagstaff, are they going to be able to get seeds today that are going to work up there? We'll cover that and more here at Rosie on the House.